This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Ink Radio. A special guest today, the founder of UGG. His name is Brian Smith. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, good day, Alan. Good to be here.
Good day. I love that. You know, you have been on stage, I don't know, all over the world probably. You've been around. You've been making the rounds. I see you at Secret Knock. I see you on all these different platforms. Your story is amazing, and I would love for you to share just a quick version of it with our listeners.
Sure, sure. The reason I'm on stage is because I wrote a book called The Birth of a Brand, and that was based, it's motivational and inspirational, really aimed at entrepreneurs because I want to help them avoid a lot of the mistakes that I went through.
That we all make as entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And it's a brilliant success story, but it's not without its pain and its failures. And when I speak from the stage, the number of people come up to me and say, oh, my God, Brian, I didn't realize that I'm in the stage I'm at, and now I have so much more faith in sticking with my business and wanting to grow it.
So give a little bit of your story for a moment, because, like you said, there's growing pains to every business.
Yeah, well, I was an accountant in Australia and hated it, and as soon as I graduated, I quit. And I came to America looking for a business to take back to Australia because all the trends were coming out of California. And after a couple of months in California, I realized, oh, my God, there's no sheepskin boots in America.
Which they're everywhere in Australia.
One in two people owned a pair, yeah. So it was just like a no-brainer to stay in America and start importing the boots, which I did. And I registered the UGG trademark and then started building the brand around that, thinking I'd be an instant millionaire. But it took 4 or 5 years to get any traction, which is like any business person starting out.
Sure.
And from that, I realized how difficult it is to birth a company. And I wrote down the words, you can't give birth to adults. And that became the theme of the book, The Birth of a Brand. And what it means is that every, you know, business or movement or TV sitcom or whatever starts with somebody conceiving it, and then the first action is taken, and that's the birth. So the birth of UGG was really me buying, you know, samples from Australia. And then it just goes into this horrible infancy, and it lies there, and it lies there, and it lies there, and there's no amount of jiggling the cradle or feeding it that it cannot get up and go to college. And then eventually it'll start toddling, which is a really cool stage, and then hits the youth. That's when businesses, most businesses are really good in the youth stage. If it's a really good product or service, it'll hit the teenage phase, which is pretty scary because it's easy to get out of control,
right,
like any teenager.
I love this.
And then it hits the maturity. And that's what, when I come off stage, people are saying, oh, my God, I didn't realize I'm still in the infancy, and I was going to give it up, but now I realize I've just got to sit it out.
You have to raise the brand.
You have to just, slowly build.
And
the slower it goes, the deeper the roots are. So it's a pretty good philosophy for a book.
Now, where are you today? Do you still own the brand? Did you sell it? Where are you today?
Yeah, it got too big for me in the late 90s. I sold it to a company called Deckers, a public company, owned by a buddy of mine who was selling sandals all the whole time I was building the UGG
Deckers
brand. Yeah, he was triple Decker sandals,
Oh, my gosh.
And he'd taken his company public, and it was getting too big for me to finance. We got up to nearly $20 million in sales, and he'd, I knew he had all the cash on hand from the public offering.
Right.
So we just put them both together because his company died every winter, and my company died every summer. So
it
made
a perfect
match.
Yeah. So did you retain any of it, or did you just sell it lock, stock, and barrel?
No, the deal was best. We looked at all different opportunities, but the deal was to cash out because I had other partners that just wanted cash.
Right.
And so we did that. But I've always, felt part of the brand. And, when you're the founder, you can never get fired,
So,
so I've always believed that I'm, still part of the UGG brand.
The name of the book again?
The Birth of a Brand.
The Birth of a Brand. And really, the rest of it is, and how to raise that child.
Yeah.
Right.
It's called, Exploring Your Entrepreneurial Passion and Soul.
There you go.
Because it's a very spiritual book. It's a lot of philosophy in it. It's not just about it's not a business book per se. It's a real book about life because that birth to adults, covers a lot of different aspects in your life.
So, and how long ago did you write the book?
About 18 months ago.
Oh, okay. So it's relatively new.
It's still very new, yeah. So that's, you know, the speaking business is building because of that book.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the speaking business?
Oh, I love it, yeah. I love it because of the response I get from the audience. And if even one person comes up to me afterwards and says, oh, my God, you touched me, you know, because I have lots of philosophical points, you know, like one is, you know, your most disappointing disappointments will always become your greatest blessings. And I ask the audience, put your hand up if you can name something that happened a year ago that was a disaster, and you look back now, and it's the best thing that ever happened.
You know, it's so true. And about 2 years ago, I had a partner that was the worst partner on planet Earth.
Right.
He disappeared, almost like he came literally from hell
right.
to torture me. And he was only
I've had one or two of those.
For 2 months, and then I bought him back out, and he sold his house, and we don't know where he is, and we can't find him, and it's bizarre.
Yep.
So these things happen in our lives, and, you know, I wondered. I thought to myself, was that even real? Was that a dream?
Yep.
But I learned so much from it, you know, and so these negative things that happen, it's like no pain, no gain.
Exactly,
you know?
It's almost infallible. And the other saying I have is that the quickest way for a tadpole to become a frog is live every day happily as a tadpole, because you can't accelerate life. It's a cause and effect thing. You do some sort of action, there'll be a response or a reaction from that. And so while you're waiting for the reaction, you can't get angsty about it and impatient. You just got to, you know, wait for the tadpole to become a frog.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I can't wait to get a copy of your book, The Birth of a Brand, Brian Smith, founder of UGG Boots. If you ever see his name anywhere where he's speaking, make sure you go and listen to the wisdom of this man. What a fun conversation.
Hey,
I'm glad
Alan.
To meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was great.
Really
yeah.
fun. We'll take a little break. Thank you, Brian, and be back with more of Inc. Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.